Hi, I'm Kevin Hawkins. I'm a senior director of research at Optum Insight. Optum Insight is the consulting arm of Optum Health. Optum Health offers disease and case and wellness programs. They're probably the largest vendor in the United States. They are solely owned by United Healthcare, which is the largest health insurer in the United States. So I do health services research under all those layers. Before I start, I couldn't help but notice the lack of male presence in the audience today, and I'm sorry to interview. But it's kind of apropos, given what we're talking about, that there's lack of male presence in older female adult populations, so it's perhaps consistent. All right, I don't have any financial disclosures other than I'm paid to do this research by the client, so for whatever that's worth. All right, AARP, we used to know them by the American Association of Retired People. They no longer go by that moniker anymore because they're trying to attract 50-year-old and above into their ranks. So now they're known as ASI, which is essentially AARP. So they offer Medicare supplement insurance. This is Medigap coverage. This is additional health insurance that seniors can buy to plug the holes in what Medicare doesn't reimburse for. Okay? These plans are offered through United Healthcare, so they're essentially co-branded by AARP and their United Healthcare plans. They're offered in all 50 states and various territories. There's about 3 million covered lives of AARP members. So together, AARP and United are looking at a number of different initiatives to better understand the characteristics, needs, and general health of older individuals. Essentially, we're trying to keep seniors healthy and happy and cost us less money in the long run is the desire. Several of our initiatives are designed around determining if there's age, gender, race, or income-related disparities in care that exist for these members. One of the difficulties, though, is that the AARP group is relatively homogeneous. They're high income, there are very few minorities, and they're very well educated. And so that rules out most of the tick marks for disparities. So when we came across some gender ones, they were really excited. So that's how we started down these paths. This current study pertains to a coronary artery disease study we initially looked at. And let's get going on that. So the object of the study was to see, based on evidence-based medicine guidelines for patients with CAD, everyone is supposed to have a face-to-face office visit with their provider to talk about their coronary artery disease. So that essentially was our measure. So the objective to see was there barriers to care in receiving evidence-based medicine guidelines, essentially a face-to-face office visit, and were there differences in gender accounting for other characteristics of the population. All right, so the study sample was essentially AARP members. They lived in one of these five states and District of Columbia. We mailed out a survey to essentially 7,000 of these members in 2009. And the survey consisted of about two-thirds of the members did not have an office visit in the previous year. And a third of them had an office visit in the previous year. And we wanted to compare the barriers between the two to see if, you know, any of them stuck out for those that weren't receiving, care consistent with the guidelines. So the survey consisted of about 46 questions, and the 46 questions were broken down into these general care categories. It was their general health, their heart health, visiting the doctor, talking with their doctor, ideas for care, and demographics about the members. All right, so a little bit about the sample characteristics. We received about a 20% response rate, which is about in line with what you would get with a single mailing. About 43% said they live alone. they lived alone, while the rest said they lived with, you know, a spouse or a partner or something like that. You can see in the next one, 93% of them responded that they were white, you know, and most of the rest were African American. About two-thirds of them who responded said they didn't have an annual office visit for their CAD in the previous year. All right, there were no statistical differences in the demographic characteristics of the mix. However, it was interesting to see that more women with an annual office visit did have a partner or a spouse still at home. So there's sort of a social support thing going on there. There were no differences in the physical or emotional health at any time during the survey. Lastly of note here, though, that we did see that a common proxy for health literacy was also associated with receiving your annual visit. All right. All of the women who were surveyed had a diagnosis of CAD in the previous year. So we looked at the claims, we knew they had cardiovascular disease, and that's how they got into the study to begin with. Okay. However, only 78% responded, of the respondents, recalled the doctors telling them they have a heart problem. So we've got 22% of them or so didn't recall the doctor ever telling them that. So, you know, this likely implies there's a recognition problem. Of those who recalled their doctor telling them they had a heart problem, 87% recall seeing their doctor in the past year about their cardiovascular disease. However, when we look in the claims data, we only found about 37% of them actually had an office visit for cardiovascular disease with their provider. Okay, so therefore, there's a disconnect there. And there's several reasons why, you know, this disconnect may have occurred. Women may not realize they have CAD. Women may think they were being treated for CAD when they actually weren't, or it might have been some type of coding issue. Maybe they were in for that, but often we're in for many things when we go to see the doctor, and maybe that one just didn't bubble to the top. Oops, wrong way. Okay. So that last slide was the big thing, was one of the biggest findings. Is, okay, there was a big disconnect between women thinking they have cardiovascular disease and actually care seeking. The next five slides basically get to the point of, okay, what do you think the barriers to care were? And so we offered up various scenarios to women, and we asked them to rank them or put check marks whether or not this was an influence for them. So this slide says, you know, as far as going to the doctor is concerned or is a problem, why would a woman like yourself not go to the doctor? And the biggest one there is the fear of bad news that they're going to get from going to see the doctor. And sort of a common theme you'll see in these next five slides is those with an annual visit and those without an annual visit, there's a very small difference on all the rest of these. So it's not really easy to discern, based on that, who to target for any type of intervention. So this next one is perceptions about your general heart health. You know, when we gave them some various scenarios, and these are some of the scenarios, and we asked them to rank them as far as do you strongly disagree or strongly agree with these statements, these are the ones that bubble to the top. And the very first one here was, you know, it is important to take care of my health. And that was, you know, it's pretty close to unanimous. They all checked that. That's very important to them. It's interesting to see some of these other responses, though, especially the second one, is that my health is in God's hands. We've seen that in some of our other surveys as well. And we haven't exactly determined how to intervene on something like that, though. This next one talked about visiting their doctor, and again, you know, we gave them some different things to rank, and they, you know, a very high percent said, you know, I would go to my doctor if my family thought I should. So, you know, the family structure is very important to them, or input of those close to them. This next one is about talking with their doctor. And this one kind of relates that there's a lot of trust in the sense that, you know, if my heart was a concern, my doctor would talk to me about it, and that was almost 80% of them said that. And then this last one is we asked questions about, okay, how can we get them to their doctor more often? So these were possible interventions. And essentially the top ones that ranked were, you know, if my doctor office called, I'd go there. If my doctor office sent me a postcard, if my insurance company contacted me, if a nurse contacted me from the insurance. So essentially this is sort of like a nudge. You know, if they got a nudge from a trusted source, they would be more likely to respond to it. All right, so as far as conclusions go then, the top one is that there's a disconnect between women's perception about their health and their actual healthcare-seeking behavior. And we talked about that here, is that, you know, everyone here had a diagnosis of cardiovascular disease in the previous year. Only 78% recall their doctor telling them they had a heart problem. Of these, 87% recalled seeing a doctor about their cardiovascular disease. But as far as the claims went, you know, only about a third of them actually had pain claims that demonstrated that. Patients' care is heavily influenced by their family, their clinical team, and their insurers, and also about their own perceptions of their heart health. Again, it talks about the conflict there. The last bullet then is, generally speaking, the perceptions among women with and without an annual visit were small, making it hard to tease out any differences that we can really narrow down on and intervene on. With that said, what are we doing about it? That's the question that most ask. We're offering disease and case management programs in selected states. We're piloting case and disease management programs specifically for cardiovascular disease. It isn't tailored directly to women, but some of the learnings, if we could get out of, if they need or receive care differently, we will tailor them differently. And we're also piloting an annual visit reminder program specifically for women with cardiovascular disease to be rolled out in all the states.